Welcome to Calvary Chapel La Mirada Women's Retreat 2007. The theme of our retreat is Seasons, which is taken from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 9. The Lord is so faithful to speak to us in His Word and at our retreats where many lives are changed and hearts are renewed. Before you listen to these teachings, meditate on this passage of Scripture and allow your heart to prepare for what the Lord wants to teach you as you consider the seasons we encounter in our lives. God bless you.
I'm really excited today to be here. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to see that there are many of you here this weekend, and we're all here to experience just God's grace and His mercy. And I just pray that all of us would just glean and just learn for what the Spirit has in store for us this weekend. So I want to go ahead and begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Father, for this awesome weekend, Lord God, and just a wonderful time, Lord Jesus, that we're all having here, Lord God. And I pray that You would open up our hearts and our minds, Father, to receive, Lord God, and just that we would grow in Your grace, Lord God. Thank You, Father, for the job that You're doing, Father, in restoring our lives, Lord God. I pray You'd be with me this day, Lord God, and just speak through me. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. My scripture for this weekend comes out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 6. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. Seasons. Different changes in our lives. We all experience seasons, some good and some not so good. However, they're both for learning and for growing. And the Word says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. And that comes out of Romans chapter 8, 28. When Lisa asked me to teach a workshop at the retreat, I was very excited and very terrified. But God is good, and He's definitely doing a work in my life. I need to share with you ladies and encourage you ladies of exactly what that work He's doing in my life is. My season has been truly a time of both gain and loss. I've gained an understanding that the Lord wants me to take care of my body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that comes out of the Word, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. I have gained a new attitude of the way I view my relationship with food, beauty, and health. So I'm going to share today just something that's very personal. And praise the Lord, okay? When I married, I was a thin woman. I began to have children, and then came the weight gain. I had gone through a terrible hurt in my marriage, a very painful hurt in the worst way. And it just, I fell into a deep depression. I began to lose weight, not in a healthy way either. I was feeling pretty good. I started attracting the wrong kind of attention, and I made horrible choices, which affected my marriage, affected me emotionally as a woman. When my husband and I became Christians, I began to gain the weight, not caring what I looked like, not caring about my health. I would gain and lose, not ever realizing this was sin. You see, I was not surrendering my all to God. I was holding back my serious issues that went far beyond my weight. I was fearful. I believed in a lie from Satan. I was in bondage. I thought I was protected by my weight. It was my coat. I was afraid if I had lost my coat of protection that I would start to attract the wrong kind of attention, and that maybe, just maybe, I might like it. You see, my way of thinking was so wrong because of the choices I had made in my past. The truth was, I wasn't happy being overweight. I felt unhealthy. I felt tired. I felt sick. I had no energy. I knew that I was poisoning my body with junk. Junk that, you know what I mean, processed foods, Pizza Hut pizza, Mexican food, lard and beans, refried beans, all that stuff. I was just poisoning my body and my children's body with junk. And the Lord in all His mercy saw right into my heart. He in all His mercy began to show me. He wanted all of me, even my issues with the way I viewed my weight. He told me, Angelina, I have delivered you from a life of sin. I have healed your marriage. Let me heal your heart. Let me make you well. Surrender this issue to me. And I have done just that. I have completely thrown away the lies the enemy held over my head. I want to glorify the Lord with my spirit and my body. We have a victory in the name of Jesus. We can do all things in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So here I am today, 37 pounds lighter, praising the Lord for the victory He has given to me. Thank you, Jesus, to be able to stand here today and share with you some of the tools I have learned in this season. So what I'm going to do is I have a handout that I all of you should have, and I'm going to share with you some of the tips that helped me get started, and also some power tools, which are the Word of God. Of course, when I began to feel this way right around that time, I was very blessed by my pastor's wife. Lisa has been such an example to me. And this is a subject that I never discussed with anybody. You know, I was kind of ashamed of the way that I felt. One day, I just had boldness, and I walked up to Lisa, and I said, Lisa, you look so good. I want what you've got. I want what you've got. And she said, Angelina, you know, I was just tired of poisoning my body with junk. And that hit me so hard because that's exactly how I felt. So the Lord used her mightily in helping me. Praise the Lord. So these are some of the tools that I've learned from Lisa and just in researching myself. And so I just want to encourage you, ladies. So let's go ahead and go over the handout. 8 tips to help you get started. Number 1, journaling. Writing down what you are eating really helps you get a handle on what and how much you are eating. It's both scary and amazing to see in black and white just how much food you're consuming every day. Well, you may think you're eating too little or not eating any junk food, but once you write it down and you have a record of it, you'll know exactly what you're eating. So that keeps me accountable. And I just want to encourage you, ladies. Journaling is what really helped me to get started. And 2, nutrition. Educate yourself on foods that are good for you and bad for you. You know, read labels, find out how much sugar you're eating, how much saturated fat you're eating, how many carbs. Find out what's good carbs, what's bad carbs. I mean, before I didn't have a clue of what I was eating, you know, and it wasn't, I didn't realize, you know, I would consume so much calories in a day and I hadn't even had dinner yet. So these are things that are good. Once you start researching and, you know, well, for me, it's worked for me. I really want to know what I'm putting in my body, what's good and what's bad for me, so that I know not to do it all the time. Exercise. Good nutrition and exercise go hand in hand. Start at 30 minutes 3 times a week, increasing your workouts to an hour every day if possible. When I first started working out, I couldn't even do 15 minutes. So I just want to encourage you, ladies, you know, even if it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just start moving. Now I work out an hour a day, and it's such a blessing. I do aerobics for an hour 3 times a week, and I do curves the other days for a half an hour. So it's a blessing. I change it up, and I just have so much more energy. I'm able to accomplish the things before I was lazy to do. And my kids and my husband are so much happier for me for that. Okay, 4, drink water. Hydration is essential to proper digestion. Water is a substance of life. Life cannot exist without water. We must constantly be adding fresh water to our bodies in order to keep it properly hydrated. And if some of you can't drink water, just straight water, there are Crystalite. I love the Crystalite drinks. They have like 0 calories, sugar-free. And they have different flavors, and they're really good. So if you can't drink water, you can drink flavored water. That's good for you. 5, complete dedication. Take a no excuses attitude with yourself. Remember, complete surrender. The Lord is on our side. He wants us to be healthy, ladies. This is His temple. This is His body He's created. We have to be good stewards with that. You know, in the beginning, before my flawed way of thinking, when I thought of being thin and exercising, I, in my flawed way of thinking, I connected that to being vain. But that's a lie from the enemy. That's not true. We have to be healthy. How can we be better stewards and servants when we're not healthy? So I just want to encourage you, ladies, you know, the Lord is on our side. He wants us to be healthy. Number 6, be realistic. Don't over-obsess. Remember, everything in moderation. Number 7, be encouraged. If you fall, get right back on track. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Remember that. And number 8, start today. Why put off tomorrow what you can start today? Now, what I wanted to share with you ladies were power tools, because we need the Word. We need Jesus. We need the power of God in our lives so that we can have victory in everything that we do. Now, these scriptures have been essential in helping me, and I just want you to meditate on the Word of God, and just we'll go over them together. Power tools, the Word of God. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26:3-4. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. James 1:25. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Proverbs 4:25-26. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:16-20. Again, ladies, I just wanted to encourage you. Some of us may think this is impossible. You know, I've tried every diet. I've tried, you know, everything. It doesn't help. But we have to really look deep within our hearts and ask yourself, what's your motivation? What's motivating you? Let it be the love of Christ. Let it be the power of Christ to motivate you so that we can be healthy. He wants us to be healthy. He loves us. He's with us. I just want to encourage you, ladies. So again, just eliminate the junk food. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Eliminate the soda. Always eat breakfast and exercise. These are just basic, simple tools, but they're totally doable. You know, if some of you say, why, I can't, I don't have the time, or I don't have the finances to join a gym, you can walk right outside your house at a local park. You know, it's just, there's so many things that we can do to take care of our bodies, to take care of ourselves, and take care of, most of all, our spirit. The Lord comes first. We place him first in our lives and all things will add up. All things, as the word says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added. So I just want to encourage you and thank you for this time. If anyone wants to talk to me afterwards, I'm available for prayer. But right now we're going to turn it off and open it up for a question and answers. But before that, I'm going to close in prayer. Thank you, Father, for this time of ministering to the ladies, Lord. I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will just minister now, Lord Jesus, and just speak to our hearts, Lord God. Father, I pray that we would be able to leave any lie that the enemy has hanging over our heads at the altar, Lord God. And I pray, Father, that we would just hold on to your truths, Lord Jesus, to your simple truths, Father. There's freedom in you, Lord God. And I thank you that you saved us, Lord God. I thank you that you instruct us and you grow us. So I just pray, Jesus, that your will would be done in each of our lives, Lord, and that the women will leave here changed today, Lord God, and that they would continue to seek you, Father, to seek your will for our lives, Lord. So I just thank you and I praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're going to go ahead and turn off the tape and open it up for question and answers. Thank you, ladies. God bless you.